Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your grace. You could go to Genesis 32. Now, when the Lord said, could I not presently call upon 12 legions of angels? Could I call my father for 12 legions of angels? Well, he would not presently give them to me right now. In other words, they would have delivered him on the spot. That kind of faith for that operation is just doesn't come overnight. He knew they were with him. He gave Nathanael the secret. He said, you'll see the angels ascend and descend. So they were with him all the time. The whole government of angels were with him. They're with us too, but they work by our awareness. They work by our position. They work by the image, the knowing of who we are. They don't work with our unbelief. They work with our faith. And so the more faith we have, the more awareness we practice, the more we'll see them present and the more they'll do for us. And it's important as intercessors that we develop this awareness, because what God wants to do in the body of Christ, we're going to need. They're not going to stand around watching. You know, they want to be activated, and they get activated by our faith, by our awareness, by our image, and where we stand with the Lord, our position. So when we get those things right, so important, if you learn that transition into position, the position transition. If you know that, if you get positioned, what I do when we go into the joint heirship realm, I'm positioning into the crown, I position into the seven eyes, seven horns of omnipotent being, and then the seven inheritances. I'm practicing the awareness of that crown coming around wherever I'm standing. If it's my house, this church, whatever, you know, business fields, I'm practicing awareness of that. And it's according to Jericho model. What's the Jericho model? Top down, encompass the city, send the armed forces, the warriors, the crown, the ark, and then the rear guard angels. So you got angels that go front, and you got the ones that come in the rear guard. They're both important. That's Jericho model. And as we press that model and operation that model, we drop in to our home. You do to your home is a perfect place to do that. We need protection big time right now. The enemy, it's no joke. He's a roaring lion seeking whom he devour. Now, God will give us the protection, but he has to. We have to develop the faith, the awareness, the operation for that kind of protection. Once it's developed by faith, how many of you know going up the mountain's a lot easier than it used to be? Why? Because you've practiced the awareness and faith. It's the same way with this. Everything's working by word, by faith, by inheritance, by promise. All we're really doing is entering into a position we already have, right? We're not trying to get him to do something. We're just trying to get into where he is and where he walked. That's this whole training mechanism is trying to get us where we are, where he is and where we are in him, trying to get us to grow up into the fullness of that joint heirship. Genesis 32 is a really important one, as I want to pray today. So I'm practicing, and the Lord said, just don't rush through this. I want to get you to perambulation phase. Perambulation is a glorious phase, but we have to get this one first. Amen? And we need to practice this a lot, especially the intercessors. We can get this house so full all the time. Every service, every time somebody walks in here, people will get set free to everything. They'll work through us too. They'll work with us and through us. Sometimes it's so easier to get God to do something through you than for you, because it's so much easier to just pray for somebody else because it bypasses all your stuff. But when you're trying to get him to get it for you, all your stuff is in the way, you know, and you got to deal with unbelief. You got to deal with your image with him, and how many of us are getting rid of the unworthiness? That's a good thing. Amen. Praise God, getting to know who we are, getting to know who we are in him, and the unworthiness is being removed, and we're finding our identity in him. And so the angels get attracted to heavenly identity. Oh, it attracts them big time. Joint heirship, they'll be on you like a magnet, because this is why the enemy strikes while we're in the middle of trying to get this develop, see, because he wants to stop it, because once he gets in full blown, he can't stop it. Once we get aware of this army that's with us, and it's for us, like the Lord, we can call upon them and they'll start manifesting because we know who we are, right? And they'll be with us constantly ascending and descending over our homes, over this church. You have total permission. I've already given you permission to stand over this church as intercessors and draw the circle. What's the circle? That's the crown. And the crown means to encompass. That's what they did with Jericho. They were carving out an open heaven in that promised land. And everything inside that place was going to go. And those walls were going to fall. And everything will collapse. The enemy's territory will collapse when we get skilled at this. And this is what God wants from us, the skillfulness. This is where the glory of the bride's going to march in the last days. Because we're going to march with the army. We're going to march with the angelic army, the crown, and the ark. The manifest glory of God. When you get all three of those, the enemy's done. He's toast. Amen. So we're going for it, and we're not backing up. I'm not backing down. Anybody want to back down? I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to let the enemy intimidate me. No, we go forward. Faith is too strong. The realm of the glory is too powerful. It'll swallow up all this stuff in victory anyway. Praise God. So Jacob's out there. Very powerful. You can read this later, but Genesis 32 said, Jacob went on his way. This was after he had that encounter. Jacob's ladder with angels ascending and descending. This is part of Abraham's seed. So every time you see this, you have a right, because you're literally, once you understand, we talked about it Sunday, you are Abraham's seed. You're heir of all this. He said, and the angels of God met him. I mean, you got to get the reality that God wants to do this with us. We're going to get met with companies of angels here. You're going to start seeing them. You're going to be aware that they're with us. And it says, and when Jacob saw them, he said, oh, this is God's host. This is God's host. I've already seen these. They were with me in Bethel. Now they're with me now. But he didn't know Esau was coming. They were there for a reason. Because Esau's army was coming, and Esau wasn't happy. He wanted to kill his brother, and Jacob fell apart. But those angels were already there, and they disarmed the entire army of Esau. So the time Esau came, disarmed the hatred, anger, because Jacob stole a lot of stuff from him. He was quite the supplanter. But Esau, they fell on each other's neck, and they love, and it was a result of love between the brothers, because those angels disarmed the hatred and the murder. And listen, we're going to have to get to the level where they disarm cities, because there's such violence going on unchecked, because people in power are allowing this to happen because they want anarchy and destroy this nation. But God's church is going to rise up. But the type of prayer that we have to move into is the plumb line. We have to move from the above, and we have to start working with all of the government of God. Amen? So God is shifting the way we do things. He's getting us up above. He's getting us aware of the angels. So I practice that, and I'm trying to share. The Lord said, don't rush this, because so many of you are going up the mountain Friday nights now. You're getting up there, and now we're making this transition into joint heirship, and we have to be aware they're with us and practice the awareness. And you'll see me, what we'll do that today is learning that transition into the crown and the angels. I call that one transition. I call it the plumb line or the joint heirship transition. I'm going to do that every time before I start moving out. But man, we get them working on our behalf. They'll do a lot of things for us. Amen. They're going to work with our faith. They work with our faith, our identity, because identity is huge, identity of joint heirship and identity of son. But they don't work with unbelief. They can't. They're not allowed to work with unbelief. They'll protect you. But with us, we want a host of them, right? We want to be aware that, could I not call my father for 12 legions of angels? Now I know how he passed through the crowd. You remember when the crowd came out to throw him off the brow of the hill, and he passed through? The angels dismantled those people where they couldn't see him, and he walked right through them. That's what they do. Those are the kind of things that happen with them, and we need them big time. The Lord said, you need this more than you know, because you don't know what I'm planning to do in the last days. And he goes, I'm going to put my church up in front in the last days. And he goes, I'm going to dismantle whole cities in the last days. Whole cities are going to get dismantled, just like those armies that came out with Elisha. And they got all dismantled. They blind. He walked them right to the king, to their king, and said, here's your army that was sent against you. And the king goes, let's kill them now. And Elisha, no, they were all blind. They walked the whole army right. He goes, no, you're going to feed them and let them go. But that's the kind of stuff heaven's going to do. And it's not a fairy tale. This is our inherited right, but it's not just going to happen. We have to start working with them and start practicing awareness of more and more and more. As we keep practicing this, it's a glorious place. And as we move into, we'll move into our home, or we move into the church, and we get good at it, skillful. And you got to do this daily. We do this daily. We get in position. We crown daily. Why? Because that's where all the inheritance is there. And so you'll see me two major things in this transition. What are the two major things? I'm see if anybody's listening. In the transition to joint heirship, what are the two major things we're working? Well, faith is the catalyst, but what are the two things we're apprehending? Come on. The crown and the angels, or our inheritance with the angels. So we're working the operation of the crown, and we'll see. You'll see we'll go up and crown us with the glory. The Lord was raised up and crowned with glory and honor. We follow him right in. We are raised up because the Bible says we're already there. Positionally, you're already there. You're just going there, right? And you get there. You sit down in the place. And then the second one is the angelic host. He comes out to meet us as the Lord of hosts. That's the first thing he did before the promised land conquest. He comes out and meets us as Lord of hosts, right? Because he had already sent those angels right in front of him. He did that for Joshua. Now, listen, he's given us the authority to do this. He's given the church the authority to do this. Like he told Kevin, said, I'm not sending this stuff. I'm not doing this. I've given the authority to the church. The church is going to have to fix this with me, though. But we're not going to go fix it in the present knowledge the church is working in, because that's not going to get the job done. It's got to be from this heavenly operation. I want to say this, too, before we pray. Because it's always cool to go back to the Azusa thing, you know, the Azusa revivals and all that. And it's always really cool to do that. But do you understand when the Azusa poured out, they didn't know anything about the heavenly operation of the right hand of God. The Lord just told them about that in the upper room. He said, you don't even know what I'm going to say. I'm going to send my Holy Spirit to tell you all that I'm telling you. When the Holy Spirit poured out onto the church and all that outpouring, they hadn't even reached the potential of the right hand of God yet. It took them time because they were laying the foundation of the church. And this hour and this day, we are the church that's going to crown. And God's going to crown the last day. And this is the church going to operate in the crown and the plumb line operation. So we have Azusa, right? So it's time to move in to the fullness of the right hand of God. And I don't know what God wants to do with just every believer and how powerful this is going to be. So what are the two things we're operating in now? And the angels, already given, already ours. You're simply practicing the awareness and getting in position where they can operate with your faith. Amen. So we're going to stop doing so much by ourselves and start getting a whole army in operation with us. That's going to be pretty awesome, right? To do that is the awareness. We want to get like the Lord. Can I not call on my Father right now and he will presently give me? I say that every day now. Father, can I not call on you now and you'll presently give me 12 legions? So can I not call on the Father presently? He'll give me 12 legions. I say it all the time now because I want to get to the point where I am so aware that there are more than 12 legions of angels with me. Amen. And so as you keep practicing, I don't care if 10 of them show up. I'm believing for all 72,000. Glory to God. They're all kinds, by the way. And I call on all of them. I've got the worshiping angels, breaker angels. You have the warrior angels, the messenger angels, the healing angels. You have the watcher angels. Praise God. Cherubim. I mean, they're all there. The worshiping angel create that atmosphere. You got the breaker angels. You got the angels for open heaven. All they do is create open heaven. That's all they're doing. And you have the angels of inheritance. And you have the hornets. The hornet, I'll send the hornets in front of you. Got an angel of inheritance go out in front of us. Praise God. Then you got the reaper angels that come behind us. Amen. They're the reapers. Glory to God. So we're going to work the crown and the angelic host. We're plowing a little bit right now, but it's going to get to the where it's just so easy to move into these realms and start functioning and operating with them. And we'll start seeing them work on our behalf and do things for us. Already they've shifted the atmosphere of the church. I mean, we've grown so much as a church since we started preaching about the angels. They dismantle stuff so you don't have to fight so much all the time because they're dismantling a lot of things for us. Amen. Hallelujah.